So C. Stephen Tucker is our anti-Obamacare crusader. He's a licensed insurance broker. He is all over Obamacare.
I mean, he is
the expert. And he is with us on the Singer Financial Group Newsmaker Hotline. And for an unprecedented second time in a row, C. Stephen has good news in the fight against this horrible law. What's up, C. Stephen?
Yes, it's very strange that I've been calling in the last few times and it's been good news. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
You have more good news.
I have more good news, yes. So the case that started it all, recently in the headlines we read about the Helbig v. Burwell case, which is originally Helbig v. Sebelius. That is the case that was started by Attorney General Scott Pruitt in Oklahoma.
Yep.
And after taking great advice from Michael Cannon at Cato, who decided to actually read the Obamacare legislation. I know it's kind of weird. No one does that. But he did and found out that there are two sections in the Obamacare law. One refers to subsidies, advanced premium tax credits for people to artificially lower the cost of health insurance that can be doled out in state-based exchanges. Those mm-hmm. are exchanges established by the state, and that's outlined in Section 1311. The other section is 1321, and it says that if a state legislator decides not to open a state-based exchange, the IRS is specifically forbidden from passing out subsidies to artificially lower the cost of Obamacare health insurance in those states. Well, it turns out 36 of our states said, no, we don't want a state-based exchange.
Mm-hmm.
So the government put in a federally facilitated exchange, which, sidebar, violates the 10th Amendment of our Constitution, but who cares?
Yeah.
Forward.
It's no big deal.
Forward.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what happened was Attorney General Scott Pruitt said, wait a minute, the IRS is not a legislative branch. They're not allowed to write law or rewrite law without Congress. So he sued
mm-hmm.
the federal government, specifically Kathleen Sebelius, who was at the time head of HHS. Now it's Burwell. So earlier this week, very little fanfare and very little reporting, a district court decided that Mr. Pruitt was right.
That's kind of a big deal.
It's kind of huge.
You'd think more people would report that.
Yeah. Why are they not? I mean, because what will this mean, like in real actual life and not just theoretically, but what will happen now as a result of that ruling?
Well, this makes it much more likely that this case will be heard by the U.S. Supreme Court. Because remember, earlier this year, the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals in Virginia said, they ruled basically that if the IRS wants to write law by itself without Congress, that's perfectly fine. Okay? The Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C. said, no, that's not okay. You can't rewrite law. You're not a legislative branch. So we're going to say that's wrong.
Yeah.
We actually read the law. So you have two conflicting opinions. Now, Obama is going to do what's called an en banc hearing, where he has a full panel of judges, because he knows seven of the judges are Democrats that, you know, and four of them he appointed. So he's probably going to prevail there. But this makes it better for us, because Attorney General Pruitt's ruling in his favor and in the favor of the rule of law means we have a split decision. But as you know, yours truly is always reading and studying, and very few people are talking about the case in your state right there in Indiana.
We have a case?
You have a very powerful case, and that is Indiana v. IRS. There are five different school districts that are suing the Internal Revenue Service because they, too, made the mistake of actually reading the law. And they said that what's happening here with the IRS handing out subsidies in state-based and federally facilitated exchanges is against the law. It's illegal. So they sued the IRS, and that case is about to be heard on October 15th.
This is so exciting.
Wow.
Yes.
So exciting.
We could have more decisions in our favor than Barack Obama has in his favor. Either way, we're going to have a split decision, which is going to force the U.S. Supreme Court to hear this case.
So then maybe on October 16th, you think some news media outlets besides us will be reporting about this?
I doubt it.
Oh, my gosh.
Barack Obama's Praetorian Guard Media. Let's name them, shall we? Again, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, and CNN and PBS.
I mean, it's craziness.
Yeah, they're not going to report it. But thank God we have the Chicks on the Right show to tell
and C. Stephen Tucker to give us all the latest about Obamacare.
Well, I'm really looking forward to hearing what's going to happen on October the 15th then. This is really exciting.
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm excited. And don't believe what the left is spinning this as. They're saying that, oh, people are going to lose their subsidies. You're going to have to pay so much more for health insurance. Listen, guys, What they did was illegal. You're freeing 57 million people from an unconstitutional ruling and from an illegal act by the IRS. 57 million people won't have to deal with it. That's huge.
Yeah,
exactly.
Wow, that is some good stuff right there, C. Stephen.
Thank goodness for you.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm very grateful that you're out there and you're giving us this information, because without you, we simply would not have it.
No, we wouldn't.
So thank you for all that you do.
Thank you, ladies, for giving me the voice.
You bet. And we're going to talk to you then definitely by October 16th, if not sooner.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yay!
Double yay.
We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.